We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning. I'm Bart Winkler. Ryan Horvath's here. You guys throughout the show at 105.7 FM, The Fan, 414-799-1250. Kind of a weird Friday. Really no sports. And Ryan Horvath, are you dying? Are you okay?
What's that?
Are you dying?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think I'm good.
That was a rough update, bud.
Yeah, I'm not feeling very good today, Bart.
Well, why don't you go home?
I can't. It's the only answer I have for you. I think I'm just having a sinus infection, man. I had to take my kid out yesterday, and then I felt fine. Woke up, and on the way in, I just wasn't feeling great. So we'll see. I'll be all right. It's Friday, and I think it's a long week. Isn't it a holiday weekend?
It is a holiday weekend. Memorial Day is on Monday.
So a little behind the scenes there is, so I'm drinking water. I just, you know, it's been like, yesterday was like 75, 80 degrees, and then it's 30 degrees, and it's been cold and rainy a lot, and I was doing these allergy shots, and I was doing them once a week, and it's like this whole process that took me forever to get them done, and, you know, now with everything that's going on, I'm not getting them, and so I just, you know, some mornings I just feel miserable, but yeah, during that update, I had to cough so bad, but I didn't want to, like, do it into the microphone, because that'd be rude, so... My apologies for that. But big race yesterday. My guy lost. Of course. I lay the minus 180 with Kyle Busch. Nobody's even like close in the odds. I think the guy who won it yesterday, I just said his name. I don't know.
Chase Briscoe.
Chase Briscoe, yeah. Not to be confused with the Briscoe brothers from WWF, but he wins it. And I didn't see any of the race. Did you end up watching it? Because wasn't it on a rain delay?
All right, so there's an Xfinity race, which I got into NASCAR this week,
yeah,
and that's one thing, but now I'm into the Xfinity series, which is basically like the AAA of NASCAR from what I understand, and it was supposed to be run on Tuesday, and I was all pumped to watch it because it was going to be the only thing on, and then there was a rain delay, so then they were going to air it Thursday at 11 a.m., and then there was another rain delay. They end up airing it Thursday at 4 p.m., and you bet your behind that I watched it, dude. I'm a big race fan now.
Yeah, that's
didn't
what they're
I
saying.
Make this clear?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
I love racing.
There was 0% chance I was watching that. There was even less of a chance that I was going to sit through a rain delay. I did try to watch my guy, though, my guy Kyle Busch. So what, did he finish second place? Or what happens to him? How is he a minus 180 favorite? And he loses to a bunch of scrubs.
Well, because he's like a real driver. Not that these other guys aren't, but from what I understand, and I keep using that qualifier, but I was looking it up because I still don't get why Kyle Busch is in one race and then he can do this race too. I guess these guys can race like five times in the Xfinity series.
Okay.
I don't know the advantages to it. I don't know why they want to do it. Maybe there's a purse. I don't know. If you know NASCAR, let me know, because I'm trying to learn. I've been a NASCAR fan for 5 days, and there's been three good races in those 5 days, so I picked the right time to do it. But I don't know why he was in it. But when you ever have one against the field, you can't make that bet, dude.
I know. Usually, well, if I had an option to take the field versus Kyle Busch, I would have done that. I didn't know any of these other guys. You know, even I don't watch a whole lot of NASCAR, but I know who all the guys are. I know Harvick and you know, all those guys. But when I looked at this list, I'm like, okay, Kyle Busch is the only guy I know in this race, so he's probably going to win it. Then you see the minus 180 odds, and then the next high or the next closest, I think, was like plus 400, plus money.
Hmm.
So I went with the favorite, which I never do. Never do.
Well,
that.
learn your lesson.
I know. I will. I will. Because we got. Well, we got. Luckily, I'll have a chance to bounce right back because we got a race coming up in what, 24 hours, 48 hours here.
Sunday's the Coca-Cola 600.
Yeah, that's the one. I know that you've had that circled on your calendar since early 2015. The Coca-Cola Classic always brings out the racing fan in all of us. The days of thunder, as some would say.
I do like the Coke 600 because it's at night. It's the Sunday night of Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah. I actually do like that one. I like the night races. I do. Like, I've always wanted to watch. Like, you know what they should do for the match for this Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, Phil Mickelson, Peyton Manning thing is they should play it at night. I always wanted to see a little twilight golf. I'm a big fan of twilight golf.
They used to do that in the early 2000s.
Yeah, remember that?
Do you remember Monday Night Golf?
Yeah, I do. That's what I'm talking about.
Tiger versus Sergio.
Yeah, that was awesome. Bring that.
Tiger versus, I think David Duval did one.
Mm-hmm. Who I always get confused with the guy that was in X-Files, David Duchovny, for some reason.
Yeah, no, they're totally different people.
I know. I confuse David Duchovny from X-Files, Robert Duval, and this other guy. I confuse all three of them for some reason, and I have no idea why.
They're three of the most, like, different people.
Yeah. Yeah, David Duchovny's a weird dude. That Californication show was so good. Did you ever watch that?
I didn't see that one.
That's a good quarantine show, but it's, like, pretty much he's, like, a sex addict, and, I mean, he's a writer in that one, not an actor, but it's pretty much about, like, his everyday life. And he is a interesting guy because I remember watching X-Files as a kid being totally weirded out, but I was like, you know, he seemed like a wholesome dude, and then you find out what he's up to off the screen, and then you see that show, and you're like, huh, he's out there, man.
But that's what we're getting this weekend. We're getting a little German soccer today, as you mentioned, German soccer Saturday and Sunday morning. You get the Coca-Cola 600 on Sunday, and you get this match. And again, we'll hear from Brian Anderson later, but Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning all golfing together, two-on-two. And that's on Sunday, too, and that's your Memorial Day weekend of sports. Typically, there'd be the NBA playoffs, and there would be a lot of baseball, especially on Monday. They'd play day games, and it'd be baseball all day. And, you know, these holidays throughout the summer where you get all-day baseball is always so fun, especially if you go to the ballpark. But we're not in that reality right now. We are in the reality where, good morning, everybody. Did you see the Xfinity race?
Right. And the latest proposal plan for sports to return, man. I can't wait for another plan to come out on Monday. Maybe we build a rocket ship, 16 best NBA players. We just blast them straight to the moon. No, never mind. They're playing in Disney. No, never mind. It's going to be Las Vegas. And I'm all for optimism, you know. But, like, as we continue to talk about these sports coming back, just when the plan's finalized, then let me take a look at it. I don't have time to read these 65-page documents anymore, man. I really don't. Instead, I'm going to look forward to what we do have. I was planning on going to see my family, maybe do a little barbecue, but woke up this morning not really feeling great. So I'm probably going to stay home by myself and send Amanda and my kid back home to see her parents, meaning I'll have the couch and the television to myself for a little self-quarantine. I'm watching German soccer today, man. I know you're all excited for NASCAR. I'm jacked for some German soccer. We get games.
Are we
today.
Sure it's on TV today?
It is. It is. I believe that there's one game, and it's at like 1 o'clock or something. Probably Fox
FS2?
Sports. Yeah, probably FS2. And then tomorrow, what I like about the Saturday morning features is you get it on FS1 and FS2.
You know, we were talking earlier this week about these sports and if you're going to watch them because they're the only thing on. And the ratings for German soccer were plus 750%. They still weren't. It's not like Super Bowl ratings, but there were more eyes on it, all right, than there ever have been, at least in America. And then the NASCAR race on Sunday during the day was gigantic for NASCAR. It was the biggest race in 3 years, viewing wise, that was not a Daytona race. So people wanted to see it very badly. Wednesday, however, the Wednesday night race, the ratings were in line with what they normally are for this time of the year for NASCAR. So I don't know if people weren't accustomed to watching it during the week, but the NASCAR bump certainly was there on Sunday, and then it didn't really follow through to Wednesday. Now we'll see about this Sunday. Maybe it's just the midweek racing, but I know there's a lot of people within NASCAR, even some of the drivers, that are thinking we need more midweek racing. We need to make this season finish before the NFL. We talked to the guys from the Final Inspection show coming up Saturday at noon here on The Fan about that. But the ratings didn't significantly improve on Wednesday. Sunday was huge.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us watched on Sunday. Milwaukee was the sixth highest market on Sunday. I still can't believe that.
Yeah.
But Wednesday, it was just like another average day at the races.
Now, do you think, I wanted to ask you about that because I saw that as well. Do you think that that's because they didn't really do a great job, like, marketing that they would, like, if you're on Twitter, you're on social media, you know, they threw out a couple tweets, hey, we're back, some midweek racing, which people have been wanting for a long time, but I didn't see a whole lot of commercials and a whole lot of coverage. Like, I wouldn't have even known it was on.
I don't know. I think that...
Or people just didn't care.
Maybe not care is probably a bigger one.
Okay.
You know, Wednesday night, it doesn't feel like race night, I guess. You know, it's not race day in America. I don't know. But then again, I'm so starved for sports. I am. I'm very starved for sports. But I still... We're going to hear from Scooter Jeanette a little bit. He was on with Tim Allen yesterday.
Great interview, too. He was very honest.
Yeah, Scooter was great. And Tim, you know, we talked to Tim. Tim's our post-game show guy. Tim's so starved for sports, and this is why we had him on yesterday, that I don't like how Tim seems to be taking the owner's side in this.
I figured you wouldn't. You're probably lucky that you didn't tune in on the Friday show that we did then.
Is he sticking up
for the owners, or does he just want baseball back?
I think he just wants baseball, yeah. And so whatever the obstacle in the way is, that's what you rally against, and the owners have done a good job of painting the players as the obstacles in the way. But when you look at these leagues that are trying to come back, you don't hear about this in the NBA. I mean, they're going to lose money, too. You don't hear about this in the NHL. They're going to lose money, too. Why is it Major League Baseball, where the other leagues were talking about safety and getting the players all in one spot and quarantining them, but then in baseball, we're talking about the finances of it. So even if everybody ends up returning and everything goes smoothly, baseball is suffering from a PR hit right now that they don't need to be taking. And I don't understand why that's the one sport where everything is being dragged out through the public.
Right.
I'm sure there's similar conversations in the NBA and the NHL about, well, here's our salary, you know, how much are we going to get paid now? What's the TV revenue going to be like? What are the owners going to make? They're probably going to lose more money if you don't have the playoffs in Milwaukee. That's a lot of money you're going to lose compared to if you play them in Disney. And they're going to take a big hit too. But they're all talking about how we want to come back. We want to come back safely. You don't hear the stuff you're hearing in baseball in those other two sports. And I don't understand why. And baseball always seems to go through these self-inflicting periods where they do damage that they don't need to be doing. All we're talking about baseball last 2 weeks isn't the proposals anymore. It's money, 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 money. And that's one of the most annoying things, I think, to talk about, and I'm sure to listen to, is the money, money, money. Owners want money. Millionaires want money. Billionaires want money. These guys fighting over, you know, our collective paychecks, essentially, I don't understand it.
Oh, same here, man. And I think that it's going to drag on and drag on. And I did see, I believe I saw a report that the players want, not that they want, I mean, they want to be safe, but I think that they want, like, relaxed rules. I think, like, the no spitting, no chewing tobacco, no sunflower seeds. I think they're like, hey, okay, well, we're going to have to take this pay cut, and we'll come back, but... Come on now. What if somebody wants to shower after the game or somebody wants to, you know, pop some sunflower seeds? And I think they want that relaxed a little bit. I don't know how this ends. I really don't. I do think that they come back and play just because if they don't, baseball may be doomed for the next decade. It really may. Like, let's say that the NFL gets wiped out. More people will watch than ever than the following year. You know what I mean? NBA basketball, even if we don't get the playoffs, opening night, I'm back, man. I mean, especially if Giannis signs the Supermax. I'm back in a heartbeat. It'll be the same Bucks team. Now, it'll be heartbreaking because the East will only get better. The NBA will only get better, and we'll feel like we lost out on a shot to watch our favorite team win an NBA title. But if baseball doesn't come back, now, I would continue to watch because I understand that you're asking a lot of these guys. But at the same time, they are millionaires. They're making a lot of money. And, you know, everybody had to take pay cuts. You know, everybody has to go into work. Eventually, we all got to get back to normal. But I don't think baseball would I don't think a lot of people would tune in the following season. You know, like right now we're all trying to rally around something. We're trying to have something come back, some live sports content. And if baseball doesn't come back and it has nothing to do with the second wave or, you know, a bunch of guys test positive, I don't think people will ever look at the sport the same way. I mean, it was so tough for them to come back in the 90s, you know, especially for guys our age. It's already kind of a boring sport. Like, we got to be quite honest. Like, we keep hearing that. How are we going to change the rules? You know, no mound visits, this and that. Try to make the game more exciting and these games fly by a little bit quicker. But if they don't come back, I see it being the same situation as the 90s. And I don't know what would save them this time because steroids aren't legal. So it's not like we could just blow these guys up again and have them hit 70 bombs. You know, have Brady Anderson go out there and hit 50 bombs. So I don't know how they would save the product this time, you know?
Yeah, and baseball doesn't have the same amount of, I think, equity as these other sports. It's on thinner ice. So we'll continue to monitor that and see if there's any more developments over the weekend. Do want to hear from Scooter Jeanette, of course, the former Brewer, who is currently looking for work, is not signed with the team, and jumped on with Tim Allen yesterday, who's in for the big unit on the Bill Michaels show. Had a lot of, I think, eye-opening things to say. So we'll hear from Scooter Jeanette, the former Brewer, coming up. We'll dissect some of the stuff that he had to say and take your thoughts on it, too. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Ryan Horvath, you sound better already. I'm Bart Winkler. More on The Fan coming up here, 105.7 FM, 1250 on the AM and the radio.com app. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. More Tim Allen today on the Wendy's Big Show. How about that? 2 to 6, a little later this afternoon. Tim Allen in for Bill yesterday, and they caught up with Scooter Jeanette. We will be giving you some of the highlights, 414-799-1250, and coming to you guys on hold in just a minute. But the overview of the interview, Tim Allen talking to Scooter Jeanette. Now, Scooter Jeanette, what is his stance on this? What is his stance on the union between the owners? He was able to be a little more open. Now, he's not as involved because he's not on a team right now, but it's also allowed him, because of that, to be a little more open about it. Tim Allen with Scooter Jeanette a little bit on that yesterday.
I still don't have a job. You know, I didn't get any offers I felt like were good enough. So with that being said, I haven't paid too much attention, to be completely honest. I've heard talk here and there, some chatter here and there, but you know, if I had a job, like if I was in spring training to begin with and then they stopped it, I think obviously I'd be more involved and be in those union meetings, stuff like that. But I honestly think, just from what I've heard, I think that number one, baseball is, people are kind of getting a little pissed, you know. There's some people that are like, you know what, if they don't resolve this, like, I'm done. Like, how you know, like, the people aren't that happy with baseball, with the Astros stuff. Like, there's those original fans that follow, and they're, you know, diehard fans. That's what keeps baseball going. So I think that there's no way that they can have a season, because if they don't have a season or something, or come to an agreement on some sort, I think they might lose the fans. So you know, and we can't play without, you know, people paying to come watch us play, or TV deals, stuff like that. So I think no matter what, they're going to have to resolve, you know, give and take, do whatever, but come to an agreement, because ultimately no one wins if they don't.
Scooter Jeanette with Tim Allen yesterday. We'll hear more from that throughout the hour. Brian Anderson, 7 a.m. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, 414-799-1250. Let's talk to you guys about the state of baseball and sports at this point. Carl's on the south side. Carl, what's happening with you?
Man, long time. I actually looked in, tuned in, or listening, tuned in, excuse me. And I was like, where the hell is Chuck? But I don't know. You know, I don't want to get into the whole business side of things, but I hope he's doing well. As far as the state of baseball, I'm not a fan of baseball, so I wanted to actually try to help baseball with this conversation, right?
Okay.
So as I'm sitting on the line, I think that I have a couple ideas that would get, you know, people to watch. What I would do if, you know, if I was a fan, what would I want to see, right? You know, we complain about all the time how we pay these players, you know, big loads of money, right? And sometimes they don't do anything. So you know how they have in football, like the kickoffs, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's have like a, I wouldn't say a kickoff per se, but let's have a home run off in baseball. To start the games off, each team is allowed to have their best player, okay? Just like in a home run derby, be able to go ahead and hit a home run per se. You know, you have a chance to put points on the board for the first inning of every game, all right? That would make the star, they would put so much onus on the star to actually do well because now you can put your team in a lead, all right? Then on top of that, it would give the fans like that ooh-ah factor, like, wow, you know, I'm tuning in, I'm coming in, I'm not missing any of the game because I want to see my favorite player hit a home run. Who wouldn't want to watch Christian Yelich knock one out the park to start the inning off? You know what I mean?
I'll follow you down this road for a minute. So would it be – because then it would have to be somebody – like you couldn't have Justin Verlander pitch to Yelich. He's going to try to get him out. So do you have his batting practice? Do you have Eddie Cedar throwing him, you know, meat over the plate?
You can have any pitcher. It's just like a free point. But it puts the onus on the big-name star to put that point on the board, right? Hitting home runs isn't guaranteed, but at the same time, if you see that player, you know, hit a home run, you're going to rally behind that. And it's not, like I said, I thought about this as we were on the phone. So it's like, it's not all set in stone, but I would love to see that. Also, like shorter innings, maybe six innings, you know what I'm saying? Lessen the time frame of these games. The games go on too long, man. I mean, the only time I can actually enjoy a baseball game is when I'm actually there. You know, that's the only reason that I actually tune in is if I'm actually at Miller Park, I'll have a good time. But if I'm watching it on TV, man, I'm going to sleep, to be honest with you. I need something that's going to make me stop and say, all right, this is different. This is interesting. So I think if you start off a home run, little derby or something like that in the beginning of the games, I think that that would be cool. I'll watch it. I don't know about y'all, but I would definitely tune in if you was to say, hey, here's a new scenario that we're going to implement up in the game of baseball. We're allowing our guys to actually put points up on the board. You know, and it'll draw the fans, man. That's all I'm saying. Put the onus on the players that you guys get mad at that get paid too much. That's all I'm saying because we can't get upset about them getting paid and then we don't use them. You know what I'm saying? We got to start using these guys. That's all I'm saying.
I think. Thanks for the call. Interesting thought. I'm trying not to say terrible idea. Interesting thought. What baseball should do is the ball should be more oblong. The field should be 100 like yards. Should be on 11-on-11, and there should be a forward pass and running plays. That would be the perfect way to fix baseball. Just make it football. John's in Franklin, 799-1250. Johnny, you like that idea?
Hey man, I love hearing from Carl. I love what he's got to say. I'll just leave it at that. I'm just going to keep it real here, okay? I know we had our friend last week with his interview about how, you know, how tough of a situation, you know, it's going to be for him playing Major League Baseball. I got a reality check for some of you people out there. You know, there's a lot of people out there not working. There's a lot of people out there losing businesses. There's a lot of people like me trying to make my business work with all this chaos going on. I've got a daughter that won't come within 10 feet of me, scared to death of this crap. Get your collective crap together, because there's a lot of us. I haven't put my head in the sand. I try to educate myself. I watched a lot of these news conferences. I'm pretty much done with all of it. And the last thing I need is my respite, my safe space with a bunch of Republican, Democrat, like politics, crap, and arguing. We're all weary. We want to see something fun. We want to have something put a smile on our face. You guys can figure this out, or you're just going to abandon a whole bunch of people that spend a whole lot of money on your product. And then we'll see, when you abandon all of us, if you're still getting your 25, 30 million a year, my man. Because out here, we all have to make decisions. If you don't like what the boss is selling, you don't have to work there. And it's the same thing in Major League Baseball. If you think it's unfair, well, then you sit out and you don't get paid. Figure it out. That's where I'm at with this, guys. Honestly,
do you look at the owners at all? I think that seems more geared against the players, what you're saying.
Well, I guess I don't think I see both sides, but both sides have a vested interest in figuring this out. So you better put your heads together because you're all smart. But I think sometimes in life we overvalue ourselves. Okay.
Oh, I do all the time. That's like my number one weakness. Yeah.
I've overvalued myself. I'm an outspoken person, and I've been walked out of a couple places that I did a lot of good work for. Nothing's guaranteed. Get your crap together. Get the flip out on the field, and let's have some fun. Let's quit the arguing. Let's quit the fighting. Figure it out.
John, I'm going to walk you off the air right now.
Bye.
Got nervous there for a minute.
I did too.
Not feeling great, and I don't know if the dumb button's up. So if you guys
two guys I love to talk to right there, Carl, who I guess hasn't listened in a couple months, but welcome back.
Didn't Carl literally just call in last week, or am I losing my mind?
I don't know. And John and Franklin, a former one-time BART caller standings winner. We'll hear from more of you guys, 414-799-1250. More on what Scooter Jeanette had to say, because he took a really good, real approach that he gets it. If there's no baseball this season, there may be no baseball for fans to come back to next season, the season after that, the season after that. And you can hear from the guys that we're chatting with. They don't have a lot of patience for this sport right now, whether it's the owners, the players, or just the actual sport itself, as we're already inventing new rules on what to maybe possibly do. 414-799-1250. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, more coming up. Bart Winkler alongside Ryan Horvath. We are served up by Perkins from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. We're on till 10 today. Bill Michaels 10 to 2. Bill's back. Tim Allen was in for him yesterday.
Actually, Tim Bill's Allen. Not back today.
Oh, he's not?
No, he's not.
Where the hell is he?
But Tim Allen is in on the Wendy's Big Show, so you were correct on that. But I think Bill's just, you know, kind of a weird Friday.
It is kind of a weird Friday.
Taking some time off. Radio Joe's hosting the Bill Michaels Show.
Hmm.
Yeah. Hey, a little behind-the-scenes thing. So Sparky, he's corporate Sparky now, you know? Wears khakis.
Yeah, he wears khakis.
Wears his communion outfit still to work. So every night... I get a text and it says guests for the next day, even though I'm the first one here in the morning and I'm the one that promotes those bad boys. We need the guests. So then when Sparky's out, Joe is Sparky. So even the way that they text you, they say the same thing. Just guests, ? Just a little behind the scenes thing that when Sparky's out, Joe takes over for Sparky and they are the same person is what I'm realizing.
Joe's our boss?
Joe's our boss. Well, no, our boss is, What do we call Mitch around here on the Bill Michaels Show? The network of promotion. What do we call him? I'm
the director of the
operations
director
or something.
I
call him the program director and my savior, my Lord and Savior, who I love. If you're listening, love you, Mitch. But yeah, Joe's our second boss today. So anything that you want to say, you know, you're teetering on the edge. Should I do this? Should I do that? Maybe run it by Joe real quick first.
Okay.
I'm with the chlorophyll.
I already got my weekly promos in for Joe, so
okay,
I
good.
Get
so you,
that email.
Yeah, because I was going to say you may have to come in to work this weekend and write your name on the chalkboard 100 times if you don't get those in. Like Bart Simpson in the opening of The Simpsons.
Yeah, we do weekly promos every week for your guys' entertainment.
Yeah.
And if we don't do those, I don't even know how we stay on air. If you don't get those done.
Yeah, take our eyes, but not the promos. You know?
Scooter Jeanette was on with Tim yesterday on the Bill Michaels Show. And Tim said, Tim's take, I think, is that, Tim just wants baseball back. I get it. Baseball is his job. Tim should have been on the air every day for the last 2 months because he's our post-game show guy. But he's sitting around doing nothing. Because there's no baseball. And so he's not working either. This affects him more than anybody. Because I don't think he's even getting paid. He needs baseball.
Yeah.
So he desperately wants it back. And he continued that conversation with Scooter Jeanette a little bit yesterday. And Scooter saying, look, Some of us make a lot of money, yeah, but not a lot of us.
I totally respect the players and you guys that have earned the right to stay home if you want. I get that. Hell, if I had the money and I didn't feel safe, I'd just tuck in here at home with my son and just not go out right at all. I mean, but I can't afford that luxury. I don't make that kind of money. And I respect what the players
and there's
do.
There's a lot of guys, Tim. There's a lot of guys that haven't. A lot of baseball players. 90% of them that aren't comfortable like financially. So, you know, there's only about 10% of guys on each team that are making the type of money in 1 year that they can retire for the rest of their life, right? The other guys, those rookies, the guys that haven't made it to arbitration yet, those guys might have a couple hundred grand in the bank, but that ain't life-changing money, you know? So that's what's tough. And then on those union meetings, there's guys that speak up, right? And it tends to be the guys that get hurt the most are the guys that are making the most, right? Like, those are the leaders on the team. Those are your Ryan Braun's. Those are your guys that have been around. Those are the guys that have earned the right to speak and talk. But the problem is, it's not the 90% or 80% of the guys that don't have a whole lot of money that are like, man, like, you know, so there's that with the players. And it's not like the players on the same page. It's just some guys have the right to say certain things. And it tends to be the guys that have already established themselves that have the money. So it's almost not as beneficial for those other players that are rookies, because they feel like their voice isn't going to get heard as much. So I'm sure there is some conflicts in there, but like you said, it's 9 times out of 10, it's about money.
I think we think of these guys as millionaires and billionaires fighting with each other. The owners being the billionaires, the players being the millionaires. Some of these guys aren't millionaires. Some of these guys, you know, you make the veteran minimum. It's still a lot of money. It's more money than I'll ever see in a year's salary. But, you know, it's one year. You go play baseball for 1 year at $500,000, you can't retire on that. You can't retire on $100,000 in the bank. You can't retire on $200,000 in the bank when you're 28 years old.
Right. There's a reason that Sam Malone had to own a bar. Not all these guys are millionaires. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sam Malone not only had to own a bar, but he also worked the main shift because he wanted to keep costs down.
Right, exactly. Well, if you own a business, you can never leave that business. I always felt bad for my dad growing up. Well, A, because he had me as a son. And, you know, when we owned the video store, he was there 7 days a week. And he would hire people. And you can't trust anybody. You know, people just shorten
the register. Yeah.
Even like $5 or, you know, we'd have movie releases, new movies. And I've told the story 100 times when I wanted to watch Jerry Maguire, and we'd get new movies in, and my dad would be like, okay, you can rent this if the customers don't all rent it. You know, you're not taking away from the customer. You could watch this new movie next week. He wouldn't get an extra copy even for me. So then I would sit there, and I would just stare people down. Like, let's say a new movie came out, and it's Friday night, because that's when the new movies came out, and there was one copy left, and somebody would come in. We closed at 9 at, like, 8:58, and I'd be like, don't touch it. Don't touch it. And even as a kid, I would just stare that person down, and then they would, of course, rent the movie. So one time I convinced my grandma when my dad was on vacation, because he would never be able to take vacation, because if you own your business, you can never go anywhere because you can't trust anybody. I convinced my grandma to put Jerry Maguire to the side, and we watched it together. Weirdest movie I've ever watched with my grandma, because there's that like epic sex scene in the beginning where Jerry's getting on with his ex, and it's pretty graphic, and I'm just sitting there at like 8 years old watching that with my grandma. But yeah, so pretty much the moral of that whole story was, if you own a business, you can never leave it, whether it be my dad, who owned J&R Video, or Sam Malone, who own Cheers.
Yeah, a little bit of a diversion. I was wondering
where I was going with that.
Where you're? I followed it very, very well until you started talking about watching
Jerry Maguire and my grandma.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the allergy medicine kicking in. So that's a good.
But
thing.
the Sam Malone comparison's that's an all time comparison. It's very.
Yeah.
Well done.
I got buddies that play minor league baseball, man, and they all, like, one of them's a police officer, one of them's a roofer. And these are guys that, you know, played pretty high minor league ball, you know, not just single A with the crappy bus rides and stuff like that. You know, a lot of them were legit prospects and they made pretty good money, but not enough to retire off of. I guess that's what I was getting at.
Yeah, it's not. It's some of these guys it is, but I'd say the majority it probably isn't. Scooter Jeanette with Tim Allen yesterday on the Bill Michaels show. A little more of that conversation baseball wants to change a lot of stuff, and maybe, you know, now's not the time to do it. I think a lot of what Scooter Gennett was talking about, and you've heard it already, and you'll continue to hear it as we go through these, because it was really a good interview, and the whole thing uninterrupted, radio.com and BillMichaelsSports.com, is Scooter thinks of the original fan a lot, the guy that is going to be there, but then also that next tier of fan that has been with baseball through thick and thin. But if you rock the boat too much, I mean, there's a lot of other things to like, and there's a lot of other things to do. More with Scooter Gennett with Tim Allen yesterday.
I think a lot of people need to understand, crawling through the minor leagues with you guys, you're paid peanuts. I mean, it's like $1,500 a month.
I was making $356 my first year in Appleton every 2 weeks after taxes, $356. And it hadn't moved up since our coaches. We had an older coach. He's like, that's what I was getting paid 30 years ago. So, you know, yeah, there's struggle in the minor leagues. And then they're talking about taking teams away and stuff. And like I said, Tim, I've been away from it a little bit because I didn't have a job going into all this. But I do know that once those replays started, once you start changing things within something that's worked, you know, well for so many years, yes, there's the strike, in the 80s, 90s, those guys had to do those things to where the ownership, the business aspect doesn't take advantage and basically take over the game of baseball. And it definitely is heading in that direction. So that's where the players really, it's an important time right now to stick together and make sure that, hey, no, you need to realize that we're the game. We're the reason that the fans come, not you, us. So we have all the chip, or we're holding pocket aces. They're holding no cards because we're the game. But yet when they poke and pry and take advantage of certain guys and blah, 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 and, you know, oh, let's do the replays, or let's try to speed up the game, all this and all that. It you know, once you let them in on that, they won't stop until they're sharks, and we're baseball players, and all we have is each other. So I think now they're that's probably what they're talking about. Hey, let's stick together. Hey, if we don't play, you know, at least we don't conform to everything that they say, because then in few years from now, no one will be making money. It'll all be, well, either play baseball or we have another guy we could pay, you know, that isn't as good, but we don't care because we just want money.
See, I don't want to get mad at the players here because they're already taking a pay cut. They already agreed to take a pay cut. They already agreed to that. They agreed to that in March. They agreed to take a pay cut in March. They said, yes, we'll take a prorated salary. Now the owners are saying, well, we assume there was going to be fans there. So find different ways to make more money. These guys are smart. These guys sell advertising on the jerseys. Is it that hard?
No, not at all. Or if there's no fans in attendance, you could have, like, you know, right field could be, man, I don't know, Tylenol. Right field could
tarp
be
it off.
Gatorade.
Yeah,
right.
Big Tylenol. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Big jug of Tylenol, and you can hit the ball in there.
Right. Right. Ball goes out to right field, hits the Tylenol fake sign. Free Tylenol for everybody.
Scooter Gennett makes $350 every 2 weeks in Appleton.
Yeah.
In the minor leagues in single A, trying to get, you know, one or two contracts in the big leagues. And again, it is a lot of money. It is more money than I'll ever see. But you compare that to the owners, the Dolan family that owns the Indians. $4.6 billion they're worth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're all billionaires, man.
The owners of the Tigers, $3.8 billion. I think there's a handful of major league owners that aren't worth $1 billion. There's only like five of them. One of them is, according to this article at 97.1 The Ticket, sister station of ours.
People forget Detroit, yep.
Radio.com. Mark makes, he's worth $700 million, and there's like five guys that aren't. But the Cubs family, the Ricketts family, worth $1.8 billion, Rangers $2 billion, and yet it feels like we're siding with those guys instead of the guys that are the actual people that entertain us, the players. I do not understand that part of it. 414-799-1250. More from Scooter Gennett in 60 seconds. We talk a little bit about money here. Window Select knows that it's been very weird times, maybe financially, but you still have a lot of stuff that you want to do. And now it's the decision, well, how do I afford to get everything done that I need to get done on this home to lower the cost of the heating bills, to enhance the value of the home, to just make it, you know, maybe it doesn't have that curb appeal. Maybe the old windows are an eyesore. Maybe they're just not giving you that homey feel that you're looking for. Well, Window Select, so they've got the products that are going to enhance your home in every single way, whether it's the replacement windows or siding or doors. So that's a huge part of it. They've got the products that you're looking for, but also they get it. These times have been weird, and so they want to help you out. Here's everything they're doing in that regard. They will come out, do the initial visit for free. So they're not going to charge you to let you know what you need and what the price is going to be. You'd think, okay, well, I hope not. Well, some people do. Some of these companies do. The at-home visit is completely free. And then when you do get the products, buy one, get one on the products. Free installation. Now, that's an offer this week only. Get the call in, schedule an appointment, go to windowselect.com. This offer is only good, I believe, the rest of the weekend or the weekend if you call today. Free installation on these products. And then you don't have to pay anything. You're not writing them a check or doing anything until 2021. Windowselect.com, 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500. Windowselect.com. These guys are right down the road, Milwaukee-based. Windowselect.com. Free installation this week. No payments till 2021. Buy one, get one free. Windowselect.com. More from Scooter Jeanette. He was on with Tim Allen yesterday, who was filling in for Bill. And now our friend Tim Allen will be filling in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer from the on-air perspective. And then that means Radio Joe is filling in for Steve from the corporate perspective. Do we have all that right?
Yeah, you got
Tim's
that right.
Tim's on the air for Steve.
Yep.
Joe is the boss today.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes. Right you are, Ken.
So... So when Joe comes in and it's one of his Joe's the boss days, does he act different towards you? Or is he the same Joe?
Well, he'll probably be in a good mood today because he's hosting the show.
Oh, so that's true.
You never know. You never know with Joe. Some days he's in a great mood, especially if he got a round of golf in, he comes in all chipper. And some days he comes in and turns off the lights, and which I hate, by the way. Like, I have the lights on. We're at work. You don't sit in the dark. You don't want to hear my thoughts today, trust me.
No, I do.
No.
I really do.
No, today I could go on an epic rant that would get me in a lot of trouble, most likely.
Choose your own adventure, guys. Do you want to hear more from Scooter Jeanette on the state of baseball, or do you want to hear Ryan Horvath complain about the company?
No, not about the company. Not about the company. No.
About the people in the company?
Just a couple of them. I'm kidding. I love everybody. I'm just having a... It's a weird Friday, you know, woke up.
It's a weird Friday.
Pandemic, no live sports.
No live sports. The virus is being ignored by everybody.
Yeah, I can't get KBO. None of our remotes work. For some reason, we took the batteries out of all the remotes. So the Weather Channel, you know, and I love Brooke. She's tremendous at her job here on Spectrum News 1. But I can't change the channel. So I've been watching the weather, the same weather reports for 48 hours. You know, one of them. Weird Friday.
It's kind of a weird Friday. Yeah,
Friday. They took the batteries out of the remote for some odd reason. Computer did a company-wide update yesterday while I'm hosting a solo show. Weird Friday.
kind of a weird year. It was a pandemic that shut down all sports.
Somebody stole one of my energy. I had one energy drink left, a Monster hidden in the fridge, and somebody stole it.
The greatest thing that ever happened.
No coffee.
In the history of me working at Entercom in that building.
Yeah.
Is, and I'm pulling it up right now, is somebody once, there was a single can of Pepsi.
Oh, you're going to tell this story on air?
Yeah.
Are you going to protect those who...
Yeah, I'm going to read the email.
Treated though. It like somebody stole their child. Yeah, get into this. Okay, thank you.
All right, yeah. So more ScooterJeanetteRadio.com.
Yeah, whatever.
One time, a can of Pepsi got stolen from our fridge.
One can.
Because you guys know how work fridges work. It's like somebody buys mustard once because they needed it, and then it sits in there forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get these people that get thirsty and they can't scrounge up 75 cents. So they see what's in the fridge and take, like, if there's a 12 pack of Diet Coke, hey, I've skimmed one off the top before. Okay.
Yeah. I always replace it.
Yeah. You try to replace it.
And it's a Diet Coke. A Monster's like $5. Go on. Sorry. I'm so pissed.
So one time there was one single can of Pepsi and it was apparently stolen. And somebody in our building wrote this email, which I have kept. It was May 25th, 2018, so almost 2 years now to the date since this great email came. The title is called Can of Pepsi, and it says, "Really? Is somebody so desperate or just don't give an S that they needed to take the cold can of Pepsi from the fridge today? Rather than check the spy cam, the offending party can replenish the Pepsi." Now, I don't know if it was ever replenished.
I don't think it was.
I don't know what the thrilling conclusion to that was. I don't know if that story was a better use of your time out there than playing a cut from Scooter Jeanette. I don't know. It's kind of a weird Friday.
It is a little bit. It is. But, you know, and you know what's funny about this? So Riggs and Allie, who do the show on Kiss FM, right? Yeah, Kiss.
Sister Station.
We don't have to compete with them anymore, so we could plug them because Riggs don't come in here until like noon now. So they have their own refrigerator, and I've been sharing it with Riggs because we're best friends. We're like the two best friends that anybody could have because we're, you know, me, him, and Radar are the only people in here in this morning. Radar with the mix. So we
Sister
have
Station.
Sister Station, hashtag people forget. So we have our own little mini fridge, and it's kind of a cool story how they got it, but I'll save that for them to tell. And we have been hiding our energy drinks in there. And for some reason, I came in yesterday, and I didn't want to – I put it in the main fridge. And I was like, you know what? Nobody's even coming in here. You know, the salespeople are all working from home. Nobody's going to steal a Monster. This thing's like $5. Come in this morning, Monster's gone. Go and check maybe if Riggs accidentally took it, threw it in his little community mini fridge. Not in there either. So somebody honestly stole my Monster. So now do I write an email like this? Because the can of Pepsi, dude. The other thing about the can of Pepsi, it wasn't even like a real can of Pepsi. Because I've seen it in there. It's like those little mini ones that you buy. You know, it's like...
Oh, it was a mini one?
Yeah, because the Pepsi was... I seen the Pepsi. I didn't take the Pepsi.
Why don't you... You don't have the email, I have the email. Why don't you send the exact same email, but
about
replace
the
Pepsi with Monster?
About the Monster. Yeah, I don't know who would be guilty, though. So what I'm asking you, I guess, because nobody's really here. So if you had to pick out one person from 105.7 FM, The Fan, in this building that would steal my Monster... that would steal said person's Pepsi, who would it be? Because I don't think Joe Zanzola would do it.
That comes into the fan right now. It's just Plucker and Evan and you and Sparky.
And Sparky. Joe. And Joe. Yep.
Well, I won't blame Joe. He's the boss today.
Don't blame Joe. You'll get a tongue lashing. But I'm going
to think about that.
I'm going to go with Heffelfinger.
Hmm.
I am. Plucker, maybe. Maybe.
I'll have to think about that. We'll let that marinate. Brian Anderson, who will be giving the call this weekend on the match, Tiger and Phil and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, he will join us to talk about that and what he's been up to. Plenty more to get to today. It's Top 5 Friday. Top 5 athletes that you wish would shut the hell up. That coming up a little later as well. I'm Bart. That's Horvat. More next on The Fan.
The Big NFL Michaels here, and you're listening to the Bart Winkler Morning Show right here on The Fan. Make sure to check out the Bill Michaels Show coming up this morning starting at 10. Your home for real Wisconsin sports fans, a radio.com sports station.
Bayview Shade and Blind.
I've seen a lot of mistakes with homeowners' window treatments, and it's not just poor installation. Sometimes it's the choice of window treatments used in certain areas of a home. Other times, it's just a poorly made product. And that's why our customers enjoy working with us, because our installation is spot on. And the window treatment choices we'll help you make will be based on nearly 100 years in this business. And our products? Well, many of them we make with our own hands, so you can be assured of their quality. This is Daniel Pahalski with Bayview Shade and Blind. For some, choosing window treatments isn't easy, and they need a helping hand to be sure they're happy with their choices. For others, I'm pretty sure we can help you too. And when you're ready for us to prove that, come visit us off Highway 45 in Q in Menominee Falls or 67th and Forest Home in Milwaukee. or give us a call and we'll come to you. Because it's always worth your while when you work with someone who cares. Bayview Shade and
Blind. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.